Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
Well, good morning. Oh, yeah.
Not sure how macho, but all right.
A macho morning, 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 macho man. We're gonna be so macho. Nailed it.
No, you didn't.
You didn't nail anything.
It was offbeat, off key. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Why don't you shut up, Hunter?
Nail you to the wall. That's
my singing was about as good as our fishing the other day. That's what it was. Hunter and I were talking about this off air. You know what?
So, last night, dude, I stopped by. The sandbar. They were doing the that thing for Maddox, man, which was awesome. And hey, big thank you to everybody who stopped out there last night. It was a huge turnout.
Awesome.
And it was awesome. And good conversations and great people. And that was a good thing last night. Anyway, while being there last night, fishing was brought up again. We get it. Was it Sunday?
Sunday was the day
because we went Monday. Sunday was the day. We get it. Everybody limited out. All the fish from Lake Michigan were caught on Sunday because we went Monday, and it's always yesterday, isn't it, bro?
Yeah, that's what I've learned about fishing.
Should have been here yesterday. You
know, the best day of fishing was yesterday, and guess what? I was never there. I have yet to be it yesterday.
Never there, ever.
Should have been here yesterday, man. Yeah, I know, but I'm here today. Yeah.
I mean, everybody that was there on Sunday is like, dude, you have no idea. I'm like, I do have an idea. Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, get it. You were smashing fish, and
dude,
you
didn't have to throw your pole in, barely.
They were just jumping in the boat. They were just jumping in the boat. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
Missed it.
All right. We get it. We suck. You're the best. Yeah. We're the worst. You're really good at fishing.
Rubbing it in, dude.
One of these days, Hunter. One of these days, we're going to get it. Probably not, but that's all right. That's all right.
Absolutely not.
Now that I'm depressed and want to break all my fishing rods, let's get to it. Your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Inpour Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR.
Wasn't breathing easy on Monday,
That's great. I bet you John caught some fish. I bet you that's what happened.
Breathing through my teeth.
Anyway, go see him. Advanced Inpour Repair. Get your car fixed up right and back on the road safely the first time. Matt Bellamy says Muse really expanded their sound on their new album, Will of the People. Bellamy told Zane Lowe, quote, "We've always tried to think outside the box. We've never been one particular genre. This album goes from metal all the way to pop to my first version of an Adele song and a lot of electronica. I'm really happy and proud of it. I genuinely think it's our best album." Bellamy also credits drummer Dominic Howard for directing how the album evolved. He said, quote, "I sort of let Dom take the lead a little bit. That's why this album took 2 years. Every decision takes at least a week for him to come back to us. Normally, I just rush everything. With him, he's really slow, takes his time with every decision. I allowed him to make a lot of decisions about what was good and what wasn't." So you see a lot of influence there.
That's good, man. You know, letting other people be creative and do their thing. And
it muses,
that might be a problem sometimes with bands is you get kind of stubborn in your way, in your sound.
Well, and too, you do get rushed. I could see him being kind of the lead of the band. You know, you got the record reps breathing down your neck. You got the record company, everything. Like, hey, we got to get this out. So you may be like, all right, it's good, but is it great? Well, now you had 2 years to work on it. And a lot of interviews I've done as of late with artists, they've talked about the last 2 years and with the pandemic, they've been able to take more time on things. And they've been able to kind of re-listen or rework and we're hearing some amazing music come of it. So if there's one
silver lining,
probably
a good thing too. Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of artists out there that look back and like, damn it, I wish I would have done this.
Yeah,
you know,
we could have done this, we could have done that. Yeah, for sure. So, but good news. Bellamy loves the new Muse record, which I'd hope so because he's singing on it and playing guitar and all that good stuff. So yeah, I like it. It's good stuff. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, March 25th, 1975, the Jimi Hendrix live album, Band of Gypsies, was released.
Nice.
I love me some Hendrix, man. I do. Setting his guitar.
It was only like a 3-year span.
It's nuts. It's nuts. Like, yeah, he had this meteoric rise and then died at the age of 27. Yeah, him and his band together, maybe 5 years total with everything. But the famous stuff was maybe 3 years. And then gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Yep. crazy. But there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Friday. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.